أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا نقر في الناقور فذلك يومئذ يوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير صدق الله العظيم. After addressing our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala giving him some directives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now with just these few ayat verses turn our attention to the reality that each and every soul is going to go through, and that is the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. Naqur here refers to the trumpet, when the trumpet will be sounded. فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. Then that is a very harsh or a very difficult day. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word an-naqur, but otherwise in other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as the sur. This is the trumpet that Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, the angel, is going to blow. When once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing these kind of verses, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the question, and this was an exclamation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern that how can I live in comfort? How can I live in comfort when that soul, that angel that is going to blow the trumpet has already the trumpet to his mouth, his forehead is already risen, like when a person would want to blow something, then they would normally move the heads upwards, so he's already in that position and he is waiting for that command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when the command comes, obviously that angel Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam is going to blow the trumpet. In other words, in our terms, the scene has been set, everything has been prepared, it is just awaiting the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this trumpet will be blown. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah reward them in abundance and Allah be pleased with them, they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should we do? In other words, this is a reality to come. It is not going to be our doings. It is the command of Allah. Allah has everything in place, just the time that is known only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then you must say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ala Allahi tawakkalna. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah is the greatest and Allah is the best of all guardians. In other words, in this world, we would practice according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will try to keep away from the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do whatever we can do and then leave it to Allah. Alallahi tawakkalna. Upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we place our trust. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذِي يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. And that day is a very difficult day. Just the blowing of the trumpet in itself is a difficulty. That difficulty that man is going to go through, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives the command, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever would be living at that time will just drop dead. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Whoever is on this earth, whoever is on the skies, everyone will just go in the state and this condition of death. The skies will disintegrate, will crumble, the mountains will crumble and become carded wool. This earth will crumble, everything will crumble, and then hence, if there will be absolutely no life, whatsoever, and then that period of time will pass, a period according to the narrator of the hadith, a period of 40. He says, I don't know whether it is 40 days or 40 months, but according to other narrations, it seems to be for 40 years. There will be absolutely no creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he will ask this question, Limanil mulkul yawm, that for who is the sovereignty of today? In that period of time, where are all the kings, where are all the leaders, where are all the presidents, where are all the chairmen of all the different organizations, where are all those people that claim some little leadership in this world? There will be absolutely no one. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just alluding to here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angel once again to blow the trumpet, and then Qiyamah will start. People will come out from their qabrs, they will sprout out like how vegetation sprouts out from the ground, and then they will go to the plane in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the accountability. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that just that blowing of the trumpet itself will be so difficult. What about the difficulties thereafter? The difficulties thereafter, we know that the sun will be 1 mile away from a person, 2000 degrees Fahrenheit, burning hard at a person, and each one of us will be unclothed. Our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if this is going to be the condition, then wouldn't there be a degree of shamelessness at that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that no, people will be beginning to drown in their perspiration. Obviously, some will be up to their ankles, others will be up to their knees, others till the waist, and others right up to their noses, like the reins of an animal, the reins of a horse or a camel. That is how they will be bridled with that sweat and the perspiration and that worry and concern. Absolutely not a single person will be gazing at another. It will be what is termed as nafsi, nafsi. Each person will be worried about himself. No one will be looking at anyone else. And can we imagine that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who will be saying ummati, ummati, who will be worried about his ummat, but he is saying to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that how can I enjoy the comforts of this world when this is the condition, that the trumpet is already at the mouth of that soul, of that angel, عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further emphasizes, one is the difficulty of the day, and then secondly Allah says, and upon the disbelievers, غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ, it will not be easy. In other words, for them, an absolute difficulty, that a believer, no matter what difficulties he goes through on the day of Qiyamah, at the end of it, there will be Jannah. However, a disbeliever will have difficulty upon difficulty upon difficulty, and for him there is absolutely no way out. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.